Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, folks, to Hamp's Corner of America, a corner where your host, Codis Hampton II, hangs out with notable guests discussing topics of interest to you and yours. Milwaukee's 13th and Juno is where our host grew up, where his creativity and his imagination originated. Hamp's Corner of America is where we discuss, debate, and innovate. In the end, we will all leave with a sense of purpose. So come on, hang out with us. And now your host, Codis Hampton II.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Hamp. Here at the corner, we're pleased that you're taking the time to check us out. We are old school here, without disregarding the contributions of hip-hop to our current state of being. You will find that we often refer back to our past, as we do believe that if you do not know where you came from, you most certainly will not get to where you want to go. It is our hope that you will hang with us and our guest of the hour, and even contribute to the discussion, so that we may leave here having gained, or at the very least, enhanced our perspective on the topics of today. And by all means, have fun while doing so. Without further ado, let's get deep into it. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, it's me, babe. Thought about you for a long, long time. Yay. As always, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're taking the time to stop on by and hang with me on my corner this morning, this Saturday morning. All right? Again, it's been a long minute since I last get together to enjoy our show. I've been involved in business interests as well as medical procedures. It was cataract surgery, but it caused me vision problems before the surgery. All is well now, and I'm back to ask where the year went so fast. No matter what you find yourself doing this morning, join me while we entertain you with a little soul, smooth jazz music. That's right, bob your head, snap your fingers, pat your feet. You know how we do. Or you can get up and dance. That's how we roll. This is our 92nd show of Hamp's selections from the collection of his soul and jazz music. What the heck is going on with all these shootings these days? Taking our innocent lives, our innocent babies' lives. It's like the Wild Wild West out there in our society. Let's play a flip. Donny Hathaway doing a Marvin Gaye classic, a familiar tune entitled, Hey, What the Heck Is Going On? What's going on? Donny Hathaway.
There's too many of you, right? Yeah.
What's going on?
Don't we all want to know? Here's a commentary on today's society from Anthony Hamilton. He says, ain't nobody worrying. What's going on? Nobody worrying? Come on now.
Ain't nobody worrying when the shots fly high and the sirens start to ring. Ain't nobody worrying when the kids die young and the mothers are suffering. Ain't nobody praying when they kneel down low, all they're doing is tying the shoestring. Ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more, no more. The homeless have nowhere to turn when their stomach starts to burn, cause they ain't got food to eat. How the children gonna learn when they gotta take turns, cause they ain't got books to read. Then our babies turn to crime, started getting high, cause the job train's kinda slow. Cause ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. When the tears start to fall and you can't see your way,
Well, I don't want to get too somber and Saturday morning jams, but I'm going to play one more with this current society theme. This is from John Legend. He's entitled this one, Preach.
Every day I wake and everything is broken. Turning off my phone just to get out of bed. Get home every evening and history's repeating. Turning off my phone 'cause it's hurting my chest. Yeah. Can't sit and hold, I can't just sit and pray that I can find a love when all I see is pain. Falling to my knees, and though I do believe, I can't just breathe, baby, breathe. Oh, 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 I can't just breathe, baby, breathe. All I hear is voices, everybody's talking. Nothing real is happening, 'cause nothing is new. Now when all is tragic, and I just feel sedated, why do I feel numb? Is that all I can do? Yeah, and heaven knows I'm not helpless. Yeah, but I'm only human. Can't sit and hold, I can't just sit and pray that I can find a love when all I see is pain. I'm falling to my knees, and though I do believe, I can't just breathe, baby, breathe. Oh, 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 I can't just breathe, baby, breathe.
Youngsters, put down the guns, please. All right, that's my editorial comment for today's show. Let's get into the entertainment theme. If your main squeeze is around, grab them and enjoy. We played this one on the last show, Quincy Jones, jamming a cut from his Juke Joint CD of 1995, a song that features Babyface, Tamia Portrait, and Barry White. They call it Slow Jam.
I cannot believe we here at the cute joint.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Music. Make you think about those slow jams we used to listen to back in the day. feeling. I want to hear some Bobby White. Show you right. See, when I with my man, I need some sexual. Oh, man. For real now, y'all. Mm, that's going to really start hitting. And what about some Teddy Pendergrass? Turn off the light.
Once the music is right, keep it low, change your mind. work it, man.
You know I like that.
Baby, just let me play.
Oh, yeah. Also, you could give me some of that silk, you know. Cause you know I like to be sweet, baby.
So do I.
Oh my God. You know I like it when you do it like this.
Yes, ma'am. That's the way to change the doggone tone of this doggone show, all right? Listen to this guitarist, Junior Vaughn, cut from his Chapters of Love CD. Comparison to the late bass guitarist Wayman Tisdale is a fair game. Junior calls this one Loving You. Right. Come on now. Come on. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Nice and smooth jazz for you this morning. This morning. I know, like I say, it's been a minute since we've been together, but we're here now. So let's jam with this Frankie Beverly and Maze. It's a song called Nobody Knows What You Feel Inside. Come on now, come on. Yay!
Don't you know? Nobody.
Frankie Beverly and Maze, Nobody Knows What You Feel Inside. To take us out of this set, let's go with the Temptations, new one from their Temptations 60 CD. This cut is entitled Calling Out Your Name. said, Temptations. This program is brought to you by Ham's Corner of America parent company, the Chia Group. You can check us out at www.hco.net. My latest book, The Episodic Thoughts of Hemp, Volume 2, is a collection of my blogs. One gets my thoughts about back in the day. They are pertinent blogs up through today. They cover all subjects of conversation that interest you. There are blogs about race issues. The book covers political hits of 2021, heading up into last year's midterms. And, of course, my thoughts on who are these doggone Republicans. You feel me? Yes, if you have read my works of hcofa.net, you will see my way of looking at the world, this country, and its leaders. You will have a chance to cast a vote, if you will, on how it moves you to think of different approaches to life's problems. Look for the availability details at https://outskirtspress.com. Hemp's Episodic Thoughts, Volume 2. Got time on your hands? Read a good book. If not one of mine, somebody else's book. All right, all right. Let's get back to the music. Here's a toe tapper for you. It's a jazzy beat by a jazz band from back in the day. They are the Crusaders with their classic entitled Chain Reaction. Yay! Yay! Chain Reaction. Yes, sir. Chain Reaction Crusaders. Another Oldie But Goodie by George Benson. Here's his rendition of The World Is a Ghetto. All right, all right. Up next is a smooth jazz cut. It's an Andre Ward submission. The title, I Don't Want to Be in Love. Too hard, I don't want to be in love. Gotta make it work, gotta make it work. It's all good. Yes, but you got to take that chance, you know, because the rewards are very good, very good. Excellent. Anthony Hamilton is with us again. This one is called Woo. All right. Here's a nice commentary on a love affair. This one is by Heather Headley. We'll go ahead and finish out this segment with the statement from Miss Headley. She is thinking about her latest love. The soulful cut is called In My Mind.
Imagine seeing him on the town holding another hand. She's staring me down, so I figured that he told her who I am. But it don't matter either way what they do or say, cause ain't nothing changed. He's standing with her, but his soul is calling out my name. In my mind, I'll always be his lady. In my mind, I'll always be his girl. Saw his mama just the other day, and he'd been through a spell.
Man, I hear you, I hear you. This show is also brought to you by Rich Tycoon, all original AO brand. You may have seen him wearing it on his old Chapter 34 CD. He has on a pullover hooded sweatshirt with the pronounced letters AO capitalized in bold. The hooded sweatshirts, as well as this summer t-shirts, can come in a variety of colors. He also has a zipper style with the hoodie and the same all original lettering across the chest, displaying the big AO for you. AO snapbacks, AO sweatshirts, and AO t-shirts are also available. Check him out. Go to his site at www.allorignal.media for the full details. I got mine. Order yours today. Along with AO Media, my son Richard Tycoon Hampton is doing it all these days. Check out the commercial he made for my book, Remembering Mars. It's shown on my Facebook page. You got a commercial project that you want created, filmed, and produced? Rich is the man to call. As noted, go to www.allorignal.media. It's all original.media. Go there for the full details. You will not be disappointed with the end product. All right, my friends. Yes, sir, it's been a minute. You know how we do it. We like to make songs and give you songs and make you think, make you grab your mane, squeeze and squeeze it tight. Feel me? This, my friends, are the sounds of the soulful Anita Baker, my baby. She offers her commentary on parental stories. It's called Fairy Tales.
Fairy tale.
Fairy Tale, Miss Anita Baker. Yes, yes, Fairy Tales by Miss Anita Baker, my babe. Here's another cut by guitarist Julian Vaughn. This
thank you.
All right, all right, all right. Do you like what I'm putting down for you? For you. All right, how about another cut from saxophonist Andre Ward entitled They Keep Calling Me. Cuts are personal, like by me and personally picked by me, but this one is a personal classic, a personal classic that I love while romancing the wife to which I'm still married. It's the Isley Brothers. It's entitled At Your Best Man.
Let me
Sometimes it's hard for me to tell you so. You may not be in the mood to learn what you think you know. There are times when I find you wanna keep yourself I'm just a mirror of what I see. But at your best, you are love. You're a positive, motivating force within my life. Should you ever feel the need to wonder why, let me
my wife and I was two hot-headed couples or two hot-headed people trying to make it, trying to be in love. An Aries lady and Leo man, we were doing our thing. We came through. We're still here today. here in California. You feel me? Anyway, that was a personal like of mine. It's called At Your Best, You Are Love. That was the Isley Brothers. Okay, okay, okay. Here's another favorite of mine. It's Doc Powell. He calls this one Sunday Morning. All right. Meanwhile, Ham's Corner of America Hour, along with guests and others, are still going to continually promote the need for people to read every day. It is a way of increasing your personal knowledge base. Reading keeps you aware of what is happening in our political circles and strengthens our community. Get those books like my latest, The Episodic Thoughts of Ham, Volume 2. as previously stated, it's a food for thought book, commentary on black folk news, love, friendship, politics, and current subject matter. Entertain yourself with its humorous content on life itself. Thank you for allowing me to promote works that I've written, and I'm so very proud. You just don't know how putting those types of works out there make me feel currently in my life. It is indeed a feeling of accomplishment. Or read other authors who are providing a sense of worth and historical matter that people of color will not find in their school's curriculum or the public library. Read those internet blogs, magazine articles, and newspaper articles that truly interest you. Share them with your family and show them reading increases your awareness of what is really going on. Hey, don't wait for somebody to tell you what is happening because you will get their interpretation of events. Find out for yourself. We should teach our children to read at young ages so that they develop great reading habits. Encourage your children to be independent thinkers and not just follow the crowd. Teach them to use their imagination. That alone will improve their creativity that can lead them to all types of professions in life. Reading is where you start to separate yourself, develop thought, learn all types of new ideas. Look for the release of two more of my books in early spring, or I should say summertime, a follow-up to my grandmother, Gracie Hampton, and another book about a cousin of mine growing up in the South. So stay tuned, you hear? Yes, reading is a wealth of knowledge. You can find more details on my website at www.hcofa.net. Okay, you with me? All right, then stay hang with me. We going to the end of the show. Here was my favorite groups from back in the day. It's the Crusaders again. They call this one Lilies of the Nile. Yay. Thank you. What I like. Yeah, I once painted a entire first floor listening to that cut and the others in that Crusaders CD. Anyway, that was my jam. That was my jam called Lilies of the Niles. All right, don't forget, whenever I go over my allotted two-hour time frame, the live portion will cut itself off, but you'll still be able to hear it. And you can hear the rest of the show by playing it again at your leisure. Just don't forget that, all right? This one is fresh from Kim, entitled Not Before You, Baby.
I've been thinking that you're the only reason that I've changed. Hey, babe, there's no mistaking, this is our season. Or is it just fate? Hey girl, have I told you clearly what your love means to me? As I hold you near me, girl, I'm where I wanna be. Ain't nobody here seen love like this before. We gon' let the light come shining through. Ain't nobody here seen love like this before. Before you. Hey girl, not before you. Hey babe, think I've been falling down on my knees in your love. Oh girl, strangers calling. They don't know a thing about us. Hey babe, girl, I want to please you in every single way. And my heart aches for you more and more each day. Every moment I'm your man. Yeah. Ain't nobody here seen love like this before. We gon' let the light come shining through. Ain't nobody here seen love. Before you. Ain't nobody here seen love like this before. We gon' let the light come shining through. Ain't nobody here.
All right, here's Let's Jam, Let's Jam. Here's a classic from saxophonist George Howard. He calls this one Grazing in the Grass. All right, still jamming. Let's see, with Mr. Groove. All right, wait a minute. Let me take a look at this now. We don't know if we want to do this. Mr. Groove. Now, let's do this. This is my man, Everett Harp. He says, I like the way.
Been content, and other words I'm
Everett Harp. I like the way. All right, once again, this show is brought to you by the release of Woon Chan-mi, South Korea, I remember, 1962 to 63. It's a must-read for clarity about soldiers stationed overseas during the civil rights era. Listen to the following excerpt from my blog about Woon Chan-mi. Black GIs are confronted with duty, honor, confusing because of race issues, demonstrations back home. Given the oath they swore entering the army, they had no choice but to become exceptional soldiers, as did any dog soldier, no matter of their race or origin. They found ways to justify their obedience while not sacrificing their racial identities. A quick right cross to Jim Crow's jaw normally resolved any outstanding issue. That attitude brought about the question, what about the nonviolent demeanor as played out in the U.S. of A. civil rights demonstrations? Conflict of responsibility between race and army obligations was a daily reminder for Uncle Sam's black soldiers. Woon Chan-mi campground girls made the entire tour assignment worth the experience without flaws. They expertly played the part of girlfriend, wife, next door neighbor, sister, brother, psychologist, nursemaid, you name it. They allowed the American GI to mature, expand their knowledge of the opposite sex. They duplicated as close to the source to a sense of home life as one could ever wish for on a daily basis. Readers can examine the flashback events that the primary character, author, me, maturing as a person. They said at the time, the U.S. Army would make a man out of you. One learns certain things by accident. From my perspective, given the help of South Korea assignment, mission accomplished. End of quote. The novel is available in all formats, including paperback, BNN, Nook, Amazon, Kindle, or download a PDF copy. Check out the novel's details located at the author's publisher's site of https://outskirtspress.com. Let me know what you think, all right? All right, back to Armenia of soul music and smooth jazz as we head on toward the close of this show. This one is from Kim. His latest CD, Love Always Wins. He called this particular cut Love. Yay! Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Do
All right. That was called Love by Kim from his latest CD called Love Always Wins. Okay. Well, one last play for the road. Excuse me. It's been a while since we've been out here, but I hope we really got you familiar with who you've been missing. That's me. It's Uncle Charlie Wilson again. From his solo CD, our inspirational and thank you God song for the day is called Amazing God. Charlie Wilson.
God, you're amazing. Thank you for my life, for all of your blessings, and for watching over us.
Mountains high, oceans wide, sunlit days and starry nights. Amazing you are. Birds up high spread wings and fly, just to thank you for the skies. Beautiful you are. Colors to you,
listen. I let go all the negativity, and I flow in your positive energy. I'm so grateful. Yeah, I'm so thankful. I sing it with me now.
Yes, Lord, I always give thanks to the one who puts me here and gives me breath in order to do whatever, but be thankful for him for doing it. God bless all of us and you. All right, it is past my time to entertain you. Once again, I've stayed too long, but it's all good. Hope you like the theme and menu. As always, we meet here at the corner on a bi-monthly basis. I am your host, Curtis Hampton II. Just so you and the audience know, we do have chat reading capabilities here. You can even chat it among yourselves while you wait to make a comment or ask a question. And we do welcome your comments before, during, and after the show, anytime after the show. In fact, you can also post your thoughts onto the show's comment section. Our next musical show will be on May 13th. We're going to try to hold to this schedule. It's getting dead in the summer, so we want to jam with you on Saturday mornings. Now that we are back, we will continue to try to do the musical shows twice a month. Occasionally, we may have a musical guest, yet I need you to know that I am for less talk and playing more music. If there's a guest, they will indeed be special. So stay tuned for my announcement or any announcement about a guest beforehand on one of our Saturday musical jam shows. As I said, our plan is to broadcast again on May 13th because we tend to move these broadcast times around. You might want to check this site for exact schedule broadcast date. Believe me, we are striving for consistency at the same bat time on the same Blog Talk Radio bat channel, my people. Meanwhile, continue to look for our person-to-person interviews during Hemp's Corner of America Hour soon this year. That is where we will bring you our guests on the topics of the day. It is also a site where you will be able to see television series, current and others from back in the day and around the world. Once again, two new books are coming your way this summer. I, as the author, think they will be very entertaining. Stay tuned for future events. Details and other specifics will be available on our websites, including LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as other social media. If you can't join us while we are live, you can always tune in to our website and listen to the show at your leisure. For now, peace and blessings. Remember, I love to do these shows just for you. Stay involved, my people, in this country's sake. After all, this is your country too. Your involvement is a way to express how you feel about the current political situation in our country. Stay vigilant, stay healthy, and thank God for making it such a wonderful day and a more promising tomorrow. As always, it's been real, my people. Okay? All I can say is I'm out of here. See you on May 13th, or hear you. You feel me?